quite a special way, of course, to talk to you all. At the same time, it is we live in a special period in our history. Absolutely unprecedented times for all of us to deal with this virus and to deal with the crisis. The purpose of this call is, of course, that you hear me, you can see me, and you hear firsthand how we read the situation, what we're going to do about it, and why I want you all to be absolutely super convinced that the crisis is temporarily, will be over, and that we have a fantastic business and an amazing company to believe in and to keep working for. But first of all, let me start by saying and paying a lot of respect for everybody that actually is either affected in their family, through their friends, or in any way, businesses being disruptive, etc. It is an amazing wildfire that is now, of course, going global, and the virus still is definitely not stopped and under control. So a lot of respect and a lot of strength I would like to give and hope and love to anybody who is affected by the virus. Specifically, I'm thinking about at this moment in time, countries like Italy and Spain, where the mortality rates are going through the roof still. And I'm sure Massimiliano and Vincente, you have tough times like we all have, of course, but even the two of you are in the midst of the storm right now. It maybe allows me also to give you my perspective of where this is. And this is not to create any panic. This is not to scare anybody at all. But I also would like all of you to hear my voice and hear how I read and interpret the situation and the seriousness of the situation, because it is very serious. The way I see it is that still the worst has to come. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And that, by that I mean not necessarily for Collard as a business, but overall globally in the way that governments and countries and health organizations are dealing with the crisis. It's still spreading across the globe. Europe is the epicenter, and soon the US is, of course, experiencing similar situations as in Europe. So it's an important message to give. It is very serious, and maybe without, of course, wanting at all to sound like your father or your mother, but please, please, please take all the recommendations super serious. Wash your hands, don't move, keep distance, and really call on doctors when you feel something is not all right. Yeah. So that's just a little intro. Then how do we read the situation and how do we manage it? On a weekly basis, I sync in with Lindegruppen, with the group, and we exchange information and plans between the different CEOs, and we get a steer from the group to understand what their expectations are in terms of protection of our people, our customers, our consumers, and also the way that we, of course, handling our finance. And I will get back to that. Every day, as a management team, we come together. And again, I must say, I'm super proud not only of my management team, but basically of all of you who are dealing with the crisis, how we deal with the crisis, how we help each other out, how we stick to each other, and how we give tips and tricks, and even right in a new, completely new way of working, everything through Teams and through phone calls. I really see the level of trust and the level of dialogue and the quality of the dialogue that is very productive, very supportive, and works, so to say. So we're coming together every day. We talk about the latest news, what has happened in which countries, and we take action to go through the different sites and what the current state of the business is. Basically, first of all, China, Hunter, led by Dominique, but also great support from Jane in China, of course, and Jim. China is back up again and almost back to normal, so to say, and it gives me also a little indication on answering the questions that I'm sure many of you have is how long do I think this is going to last? So China, more or less, it took more than 2 months, but to really from total lockdown to being back up and recovering from the crisis, so to say. But I don't necessarily believe that we should apply the same time period for the rest of the world, because I believe the way that China has handled the crisis was much more firm and much more prepared and much more controlled than many of the other countries in the world. So if you say how long, if you ask me how long it's going to be, probably longer, maybe worst case twice as long as it took for China to come back up again. Which leads, of course, to think about the financial losses and the impact to the business. I will spend a bit more time later on that, but effectively, we lost a bit of sales in domestic sales from gym in January. All of February was zero, and then March, maybe we got back to 60-70% of our budget level. So that's the impact it had on China. France, as you all know, Le Mans is closed. Officially, from the government, the numbers are, or the dates that we use is the 31st of March, we should back up again. I don't believe that's going to be true. So we should mentally prepare for a longer closure of Le Mans. UK sites all closed as of yesterday. And again, it's not necessarily that the governments in France or in the UK are dictating us and telling us to shut down. It's our interpretation of the message, and it's our own moral compass and our own belief what is the right thing to do to protect our people and to protect our community. Of course, also, there is a very practical, simple correlation to make that if you don't get any orders in, no point in keeping distribution centers and factories running. The US is still running in not in full capacity, the DC that is. Of course, all office workers are working from home as well. And that is to be closely monitored how long that is going to last. What I would like to repeat is the information available. Later this week, we will launch a portal on the intranet, a COVID-19 portal, with basically all information combined in one place. So there will be the news, tips and tricks, the Q&As that are flying around so we can all learn from each other. There will be the well-being information and instructions and all sources of information to help you getting through the crisis. So that is one thing. Of course, I keep repeating, if there's anything you want to know, you're uncertain about, talk to your line manager, talk to HR, and do not bottle up any fears or doubts or concerns that you have, right? We are a very open and transparent company. I'm super proud of that. It's one of our cultural values, and I would like to encourage everybody to keep living up to that. So the first part of my message today is how I read the situation and how we manage it, the status of the different sites. But it leads to the conclusion, which is important, an important message for all of you to take away, and that is that our strategy is very simple. This crisis will be over. We will protect the core of our business. We believe that we will come out stronger, and we should have a mental state of mind and a mindset that actually prepares us to come out stronger and ready to continue to inspire every artist in the world. But of course, I also need to say, what are the financial impacts? How do I see the next quarter? I do believe that April and May will be not close, not zero, but very, very low sales coming in. Maybe 80% or 70% less in April and May. And of course, that means if there is no money coming in and a lot of money going out, we have to take measures and we have to take all the actions we can in order to protect the bottom line, to protect cash and profit. So things that we do are the obvious ones, of course, but I would like to repeat that we do take tough decisions in these tough times. We basically postponed or canceled all CapEx investments in the factories. except for super mission critical health and safety investments. We have stopped all recruitment, replacement recruitments, etc., except for business critical roles that will have to be approved by myself. We will postpone and minimize our A&P spend. Gail is working through the plans with her teams as we speak. We absolutely should do all we can to not spend any variable costs and discretionary spend. And also, we should very strict handle all variable costs in terms of temporary labor, contractors, etc. So tough measures. They will have, of course, consequences for our budget, for our profitability. It's absolutely clear that we definitely will make a significant loss this year. But it's up to us now to minimize it and to protect our business. And again, as I said, to prepare for when the crisis is over and get back to normal. So on that note, our financials, so the financial impact will be significant based on just a few assumptions that I just shared with you. But overall, it is also important and hopefully comforting for you all to know that we do have overdraft facilities, that we are financially relatively stable, and more importantly, that we are part of an industrial group that is very asset rich and has a good position to ride out the storm. Of course, this can't go on forever. We constantly have to review where we stand and how much cash we burn. At the same time, we are not an airline company. We are not a bar or a restaurant. We are not in the luxury goods industry, where basically demand has dropped to zero, and which is going to be the case for at least another quarter or two to come. So that's about the financials. Then I would like to think ahead, right, and to make you understand that it's not just managing the crisis in the very very short term. It is also to prepare for what comes next. On that note, for example, we had a good discussion this morning with the GLT, Le Mans, Kidderminster, definitely also Meinhardt and Lowestoft. They are and they should start planning for the restart. When it will come, we don't know, but at least we should think about bringing back a certain level of capacity that creates output, that builds up inventory for the moment that customers are going to place orders on us again. Of course, if we do that, and that's super clear for the team, we will only restart when we have taken the most drastic, cautious measures to protect our people and our workers in terms of hygiene, keeping distance, etc. Of course, that's on the factory side, but also on the customer and the consumer side, led by Gail, Louise, Toby, and all the marketing people out there in the business, right? Keeping the dialogue, especially on our digital platforms, is very important. So the people can see that we care, that we give information, that we share new ideas, new ways to engage, new ways to explain who we are, what we do, and what amazing products that we have. So that's a little bit about the consequences, the financials I touched upon, the actions that we take in order to protect the bottom line, and our cash position, and also the mindset and the idea of very simply accepting the fact that this is a crisis that will go over. We don't know when and how deep and how tough it will be. It is tough enough already, but we should allow ourselves, and I expect you all to prepare for to start preparing for the restart and the recovery after the crisis. Then the last part of today's town hall, a virtual town hall. Who thought that I would ever sit in front of a camera in my own living room talking to 250 people at the same time? But it's this, you know, the positive guy in me comes out, but it is the absolute reasons to believe that there is an amazing future for us, right? We have a business that is more or less recession proof. Of course, we will see the hit and the economic downturn will come and we need to adjust to that. But this business is a very solid, healthy business for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Many, many crises has gone through, but people are creative creatures, are creative species. They have to express themselves and they will continue to use products and they will continue to create, especially even in tough times, right? So it's important to understand that we have a business that is robust and that is there to stay. And also back to maybe the semi-crisis, if you compare it to this, where we were 18 months ago when the cash crunch came over us and we had to really do all we can to secure the financial turnaround, which is what we did, right? Also positions us with more strength, with a more mature, stable business and an organization that is ready to take a few hits. And therefore, there's another reason to believe that we will continue to inspire every artist in the world and have a very clear purpose and have a very clear mission to serve our customers and consumers. Another reason to believe is, again, I mentioned it before, I want to repeat it, we are part of an industrial group that is rock solid, that are, yes, going through very tough times. Yes, we have to speak with banks and we have to make sure that our liquidity is sufficient to keep on the lights and actually ride this storm through. But I'm convinced we will, and I'm convinced that this support of our board and our owner, who are 100% behind us in not only during this crisis, but also for the mid and the long term, right, should give us all the confidence in the world to know that there is a life after this crisis. And maybe last but not least, it's you, right? It's the amazing culture that we have built over the last couple of years to feel like a family and to act as a high performing team. Yes, there is many, many things to improve. There is many things that, right, we all see we can do better. But please acknowledge the fact that we have a very, very unique and strong culture, and that we have therefore the people and the power and the energy and the inspiration to get through this crisis. Yeah, so it's something I acknowledge, I'm very proud of, and I want you all to know that without the people, right, there is no business. And we definitely have a unique fabric, social fabric in the business. And then just if you think about, right, the way that we help each other out, the way that Jim has been briefing Massimiliano, Vincente and others on how to deal with customers when the crisis came first, the way that masks are being supplied across the business, the way that we connect and talk to each other. Maybe this is already a good example, right? Of course, many companies are doing the same, but we are also connected to each other. We have a direct communication. There is transparency, openness, and a lot of passion to survive, get through this, and stick together until we are coming out. Right, so coming to the end, hopefully this was useful for you. Hopefully I have been able to, which was my aim, right? I want to give a balanced message. It's very tough. It is extremely unprecedented times that we go through with a lot of unknowns. It is, in a way, a wartime planning, replanning the plan, because you don't know what is happening and you don't know what will happen tomorrow. But constantly you have to revisit your position and you have to act on it immediately. So it is tough, it is very serious, and it is going to last for a while longer. So it will require patience, persistence, perseverance from all of you. At the same time, I really, really would like you, and I urge you to see the optimistic view of our business and the optimistic part of and the positive part of this crisis, the amazing brands and business we have, the love and the inspiration that we get from our customers and our consumers, the fantastic team that we all have together, and the culture that we live in, the amazing 200% support that we have from our board and our owners, right? And by closing off, I was thinking of, actually, let me read out this for you. If you still have any doubts, if our product or our reason to be is real or not, I urge you to look at the commentary that came since this morning on Winsor & Newton's message on Instagram. Of course, Liquitex, Snazaroo, Lefranc-Bourgeois, all the brands are doing an amazing job to reach out. But just this is real. This is energy. This is love. This is commitment and engagement. So Winsor & Newton posted a message, basically talking to their community and offering masterclasses for free on YouTube. Wow! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. These are all the comments, right? Thank you so much. Awesome. Great news. Thank you. Thank you. I'm relatively new to painting. I love your water mixable oils. Love you all. This is wonderful. Thank you. This is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It keeps going. Sweet. Fabulous. And so forth. Right? Look for it yourself and see why we exist, why there is an amazing future for us, why I'm super proud to work for this business. Why am I convinced that we will get through this crisis in a good, strong, and healthy way? That was all. Stay safe, stay calm, stay relaxed, stay creative, stay connected. And if there's anything you want to talk about, talk to your line manager, talk to HR. We're here to help each other out and to ride through the storm to come out stronger. All right, that's it. Thank you, everybody, and have a very good day.